奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
传道今天开始要唱歌给大家听。
From today onwards, I would like to sing for you.
啊，不是唱外面的歌啦。
Not to sing the song outside.
那是唱圣经里面的歌。
But the songs in the Bible.
但圣经里面有好多首歌。
There are many songs in the Bible.
但这些歌要唱给谁听呢？
And who should we sing these songs to?
所以传道的题目叫做唱歌给谁听。
So the title for sermon today is To whom do we sing?
有些人喜欢唱歌。
Some people love to sing.
有些人喜欢听歌。
Well, some love to listen.
世界有许多世界的歌。
There are many songs in the world.
有流行歌，也有古典歌曲。
And many contemporary songs and classics.
那宗教界上也有许多宗教界的歌。
There are also religious songs.
特别是我们基督教被称为是唱歌的宗教。
Even Christians, Christianity is being called as the religion that sings.
圣经上也有许多的歌。
There are many songs in the Bible.
这些歌要唱给谁听的呢？
To whom should, do we sing these songs to?
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
按着圣经神的旨意，我们一起来唱歌给大家听。
By the will of God, we sing to all.
我们先来听第一首歌。
Let's listen to the first one.
那是什么歌来的？
What song is that?
请看这个以西结书28章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 28.
请翻开以西结书的28章。
Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 28.
我们读11节跟12节。
Let's read verse 11 to 12.
来，一、二、三。耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你为推罗王作起哀歌，说，主耶和华如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。那原来这第一首歌是叫做哀歌。
The first song is called The Lamentation.
那这首哀歌是要唱给谁听的呢？
And to whom is this lamentation for?
这里神说，你要唱给推罗王，要为推罗王唱这一首歌。
He tells us to raise a lamentation over the king of Tyre.
所以这首歌是唱给推罗王听的，也是专为推罗王来做的。
This song is purposely written for the king of Tyre.
所以这首歌也叫做推罗王的哀歌。
So this is called the lamentation of the king of Tyre.
我们从字面上来看，好像是唱给推罗王听的。
Literally, it looks like it's for the king of Tyre.
但是谁是推罗王呢？
But who is this king of Tyre?
好，请注意这个推罗王这个歌里面有两个层面的意思。
There are two levels of meanings.
这个推罗王，一个是指上面的，一个是指下面的。
One is of sky, and one is on earth.
第一个层面的是属地上的世界的这个推罗王。
The first level, the first one refers to the king on earth.
我们看第二十八章的一节跟二节。
Let's read chapter 28, verse 1 to 2.
这是明明的是指地上的推罗王。
This is very clear, telling us the prince of Tyre on earth.
一、二、三，耶和华的话又临到我说，人子啊，你对推罗君王说，主耶和华如此说，因你心里高傲，说我是神，我在海中坐神之位，你虽然积心自比神，也不过是人，并不是神。我们再读第六节。所以主耶和华如此说，因你积心自比神。这个地上的推罗王啊，他心中骄傲。
The king of Tyre on earth was proud.
他以为他是神啊。
He thought he was God.
他知道他不是神，但是他想要做神啊。
He knew very clearly he was no God, but he wanted to be God.
所以神说，你积心自比神。
That's why God said that you make your heart like the heart of God.
你不过是人，你并不是神。
You are but a man, you are no God.
这个推罗王是主前500多年前的君王。
The king of Tyre is a king before Christ,
500. 他是非常的有势力、有能干、有能力的王。
He was a very capable, a mighty king.
他成为当时世界的海霸王，推罗王是靠海的，所以他建立他海上的国度、海上的霸权、霸势力。
He built a very great kingdom by the shore.
他控制了当时世界的海洋。
He controlled the seas in the world.
所以他就骄傲起来。
So he was quite proud.
权力让人家骄傲。
Because of power, he became proud.
更何况他是一个有能力的君王。
What more, he was a mighty king.
你怎样厉害，你怎样。 做王，你仍然是人啊，你不是神啊。
But no matter how capable you are, you are still a human. You're not God.
但你知道有多少人想要成为神，你知道吗？
But do you know how many people want to be God?
不是说有能力的人才想成为王，才想成为神。
Not only those who are capable.
那些没有能力、没有背景的，也很想成为神。
Even those who are not with any backgrounds want to be God.
自己认为自己是神，比神更厉害的。
They even think that they are even better than God.
对，这首歌是做给推罗王听的，那是地上的那些所有骄傲的人。
So this song is composed for all the people who are proud on earth.
他们这样骄傲，这样自以为是，他们的结局是悲哀，就是死亡，就是哀痛。
The ending, the result of them being proud is to be in sorrows.
所以歌名叫做哀歌，很悲哀的歌。
That is why the name of the song is called Lamentation.
那另一个推罗王是指上面的灵界层面的，不是地上的。
Well, the other king of Tyre is referring to the one on sky.
这个就是我们刚才读的12节开始。
That's starting from verse 12.
这个是指天上的那个神创造的。 有能力、有智慧、全然美丽的天使。
That is the angel whom God created, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
所以一个是指地上的推罗王，另一个层面是指天上半句的那个天使。
So one refers to the king of Tyre on earth, and the second refers to the angel whom God created.
所以我们发现到这个推罗王啊，地上的也有推罗王。 天上也有推罗王。
So we see that there is this kind of king of Tyre on earth and also in sky.
因为这两个王，天上的、地上的，他们所做的事、他们的想法、他们的心思都一样的，想要成为神。
Because they share something in common, that is, they want to be like God.
这个灵界的天使虽然美丽，虽然很有智慧，虽然很能干，可是他是被造之物啊，他是被创造的啊，他不是神来的呀，他是仆人来的呀。
Even though angels were beautiful, lured, and wise, but they were just creatures.
你再美丽、再厉害，你仍然是神的仆人，你不是神啊。No
matter how beautiful, how wise you are, you are but a servant of God. You are not God.
所以这首哀歌要唱给谁听？So
to whom should this lamentation be sung for?
唱给所有骄傲的。 那些仆人，那些神的仆人听的。
This is to be sung to all servants who are proud.
我们今天很多在教会不是有很多神的仆人吗？
We have many servants of God in church.
如果你也是这样骄傲的，
If you are also one of them who are proud,
这首歌就是为你而作，这首歌也是唱给你听。
Then this song is for you.
请注意，这是一首悲哀的歌来的。
Please pay attention. This is a lamentation.
不是一种荣耀的歌，不是一种喜乐欢乐的歌。
It's not a song that comes with joy.
好，我们看这个十二节到十八节。
Let's read from verse 12 to 18.
从这里所描述的、所启示的，我们看天使这个仆人怎样犯罪，怎样跌倒。
Let's see how the servant of God fell.
来，我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
1:3，人子啊。 你为推罗王作起哀歌，说：主耶和华如此说，你无所不备，智慧充足，全然美丽。你曾在伊甸神的园中佩戴各样宝饰，就是红宝饰、红碧玉、金刚饰、水晶玉、红玛瑙、辟邑。 蓝宝石、绿宝石、红玉和黄金，又有精美的骨笛在你哪里？都是在你受造之日预备齐全的。 你是那受高遮掩月桂的基路伯，我将你安置在神的圣山上，你在发光如火的宝室中间往来。你从受造之日所行的都完全，后来在你中间又差处不义，因你贸易很多，就被强暴的事充满，以致犯罪，所以我因你亵渎圣地，就从神的山驱逐你。遮掩月桂的基路伯啊，我已将你从发光如火的宝石中除灭。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你倒在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。你因罪孽众多，贸易不公，就亵渎你哪里的圣所。故此我使火从你中间发出，烧灭你，使你在所有观看的人眼前变为地上的炉灰。这里很清楚地描述天上那个美丽天使犯罪的过程，犯罪的情形。
Here clearly describes the process of the falling of the angel.
从这首歌所唱的、所讲的内容，我们看到他是在神的恩典中堕落了。
We see from the content of this song that he fell in the glory of God.
他是在神的荣耀中，在神的圣洁中堕落的。
He fell in the glory of God.
第一，我们来看他的身份。
Let's look at his status and identity.
他是谁？
Who is he?
这十四节说他是那受高遮掩月桂的基路伯，是受高的基路伯，受高的天使。
He was an anointed guardian cherub, anointed angel.
而且他的地位非常的高啊。
He had pretty high status.
他是最靠近神的那位天使。
He was one of those who were closest to God.
因为月桂预表神啊，他就在神的旁边，神的身边的。
Because the Ark of the Covenant prefigures God, so he was the one beside God.
而且他是侍奉他最靠近神的那位天使。来服侍神的那个天使。
He was the angel who served God very closely to him.
这是他的身份。
That was his identity.
受高的基路伯，非受高就是特别得到荣耀的。
He was anointed, meaning that he was specially chosen.
好，那他主要的住处在哪里呢？
Where was his main dwelling place?
十四节中间那边。
In the middle part of verse 14, 神将他
安置在神的圣山。
He was placed on the holy mountain of God.
那么他也常常在发光如火的宝室中间来来往往，在圣洁的那个环境中来进进出出。
He will always walk in the midst of the stones of fire, meaning he will always walk in a place of holiness.
请注意，这个他主要的住处在神的圣山上。
Please pay attention that his place was on the holy mountain of God.
那他的工作，神给他的工作跟一些责任是什么呢？
And what was the duty that was assigned to him?
请注意十三节上半段。
Pay attention to the first portion of verse 13.
这里很简单的一句话，却让我们明白他的工作以及神托付他的使命，托付他的给他的责任。
A very simple statement tells us his duty, his responsibility.
这里说你就是他了，你曾在伊甸神的园中，他曾经在神的伊甸园中。
He was in Eden, the garden of God.
这句话呢就很好玩，有很多猜想，有很多想象空间了。
There's a lot of rooms for imagination.
注意哦，他曾经在神的伊甸园中。请问神的伊甸园是在哪里啊？
He was in the garden of God, but let me ask you, where is the garden of God?
照我们对圣经的了解，伊甸园是神所创造的。
From what we understand from the Bible, the Garden of Eden is created by God.
神创造亚当的时候，就设立了一个伊甸园，让他住在那边，有没有？
When God created Adam, He created Garden of Eden for Adam to live in.
那个是亚当的伊甸园，亚当时代的伊甸园。
That was the Garden of Eden during the time of Adam.
后来因为犯罪，这个伊甸园都被封闭了。 都已经没有人可以进去了。
But because of the sinning against God, the Garden of Eden was closed.
那么他这个天使，他还没有犯罪前，曾经在亚当的伊甸园吗？
Does it mean that before this angel fell, was he once in the Garden of Eden in the time of Adam?
这是不对的。
That is not correct.
因为还没有创造亚当之前，这个天使已经犯罪了，已经有魔鬼，有魔鬼了，他已经早都犯罪了。
Because even before the creation of Adam, this angel had already fallen.
所以他不可能是曾经在亚当的那个伊甸园。
So he could not have been in the Garden of Eden where Adam was.
那不是亚当那个伊甸，到底是哪一个伊甸园呢？
If he was not in the Garden of Eden during the time of Adam, then which one was it?
神创造伊甸园，不是亚当那，不是只有创造亚当那个伊甸园。
So we see that God did not only create the only Garden of Eden for Adam.
在还没有创造亚当的伊甸园之前，创世纪第一章第一节，神已经创立了一个起初的伊甸园。
So we see from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 that God actually created a Garden of Eden before Adam.
我们来看创世纪第一章第一节。
Listen to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天也创造地，创造天也创造地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那这是不是最原始的第一个原始世界？
That's the very first original world.
创造天，还有天上很多很多的东西，我们不知道。
He created things in the heavens, and we do not know.
创造最原始的地，最起初的那个地，那个世界里面有什么，我们也不知道。
And God also created things on earth, which we do not know of.
所以第一节是最起初的第一个世界，原始世界。
So, verse 1 tells us the very first original world.
我们不知道里面有什么。
We do not know what inside.
因为圣经没有讲。
Because the Bible doesn't tell us.
只告诉我们那个原始世界，第一个世界是神创造的。
Only tells us that the world, the first world, was created by God.
当我们读到第二节的时候
，When we read verse 2,
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。地变成原文是变成空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。地变成恐怖的地方了。
Verse 2 in the original text tells us that the earth became without form and void.
那么第二节是一个被审判的世界，被毁灭的世界，成为黑暗的世界。
So we see from verse 2, it was the earth that was judged, that was being punished.
这样看起来，一节跟二节就有两个世界了，有没有？
So we see there are two kinds of world in verse 1 and 2.
一个是原始世界，第一节。
The first one, original world.
第二节是被毁坏、被审判的世界。
The second one is the world that is destroyed.
那它所呈现给我们知道的就是空虚、混沌、黑暗，很恐怖，没有光。没有生命，很恐怖。
And it tells us that this kind of world in second verse is dark, is very scary.
为什么会变成这样呢？地为什么会变成这样呢
？Why would the earth turns out to be so？
那原来起初的世界，第一个世界，神曾将这个天使放在那边，他曾经在那边
，because we
管理神所创造的第一个世界。
Because we see that God has once placed his angel to manage over the very first world that he created.
他心里不甘愿，他心里不服。
This angel was not subjective to God.
等一下我们会看到他心里为什么不服，他说他要上到上面去，他不要在下面。
We will see, find out the reason why he was not subjective to God because he wanted to be, like God. And this is all according to the Bible.
所以因为在那边犯罪，想要成为神，结果神原始世界被神审判。
So because they sinned, then they were he was judged by God in the very first world.
所以原始世界第一个世界就变成黑暗恐怖的世界了。
So the first world became a world of darkness.
不再是美丽的伊甸园了。
It was no longer a beautiful Garden of Eden.
那到第三节的时候
，So when it comes to verse 3,
神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
原来第三节就是再造的第三个世界，再造的世界。
So we see from verse 3 that it was a new world.
就是我们常常讲的，亚当世界。第一天做什么？第二天做什么？第三天创造什么？我们很熟悉的。
So this is the world of Adam.
啊，这样看起来还没有亚当世界之前，前面有这个地球已经经历了两个世界，有没有
？So we see that before the time of Adam, the world has gone through two stages.
亚当的上面有一个黑暗世界， 这个黑暗停多久，毁灭多久，没有人知道。
Before Adam, there was darkness, and we do not know how long the darkness persists.
那第二节又推到第一节的原始世界，什么时候才被神毁灭，也没有人知道，可能几万年、几亿年。
And nobody knew when was the very first world in verse 1 was destroyed.
所以今天科学，那我们的学生，我们的孩子常常问我们的，那恐龙怎么样算？恐龙为什么会几亿年？ So, 我们的圣经只有六千多年。那恐龙是怎么解释呀？我们解释不到的。
So when our children ask us how should we explain about the history of dinosaurs, we can't explain it.
因为亚当世界圣经的记录到现在计算起来只有六千多年啊。
Because
你包括给他七千年好不好
？From the time of Adam until now, we can only get about trace back about 6,000 years.
还有很多地质学家、科学地质学家发现了地球不可能六七千年，那是万年亿年的呀，它的年龄。
And those
那个天文、那个星星、月亮这些太阳都上万年、上亿年的呀，那怎么解释呀
？The scientists found out that all the planets, skies and moons and stars.
我们就说，我们的老传道、老执事说，那个科学不要相信，他们乱讲，我们信圣经。我们就是这样回答的呀。
A senior preachers may say, "Oh, don't think about those signs and just believe in the Bible."
可是恐龙化石、恐龙的存在是很实际的，到哪一个国家的博物院都有恐龙化石。我到英国也看，到阿根廷也看，到中国上海也看，哪里都看恐龙的事情。
But the existence of dinosaurs is very real because we can find it in many museums in the world.
原来科学跟圣经没有冲突，只是我们讲解的时候，我们没有解释清楚。
So we see that Bible and science do not contradict, just that our explanation is not clear enough.
第三节是神再造的世界，重新再造的世界，叫做亚当世界，只有六千多年，没错，圣经讲的完全正确。
So we see from verse 3 onwards, it's a new world created by God, it's the time of Adam, and it's about 6,000 years ago.
但三节的上面有第二节啊。
But before verse 3, there's verse 2.
第二节里面有那个黑暗被毁灭的世界啊。
Verse 2 tells us the earth that was destroyed and was dark.
为什么不解释这个呢？
Why don't we explain this clearly?
那么第二节的上面有第一节起初神创造天地的最原始的世界，你为什么不讲呢？
And also before verse 2, there's verse 1 where God created the very first heavens and earth.
所以你把时光倒退下去，哇，那就是几万年、几亿年啊，那是没问题的。
So it's not, there's no problem to explain when the time goes back to thousands.Millions of years ago.
那现在有一个问题，就是原始世界为什么神要毁灭？第二节的时候变成黑暗，
But,
变成没有生命，为什么？我们要回答这个问题。
The question that we want to answer is why was the earth in verse 2 was destroyed and became without form and void?
就是我们现在看到的那个美丽的天使，他犯罪了，
so,
他想要成为神。
Now we found out that it's because of the very beautiful angel who had fallen.
结果被神审判了，包括当时的世界也被神审判。
He was judged together with the world that time.
神审判当时的世界，并不是没有发生啊，
并不是没有发生，
并是没有发生过啊。
It's real that God had judged the world.
第一次就是在这个第二诫里面被神当时的世界被神审判。
First time God judged the world in verse 1.
第二次那个挪亚时代的整个世界不是被洪水毁灭掉吗？不是吗
？And the second time the world also was destroyed by the flood.
那还有一些局部的国家，一些邦，一些好像什么什么
索多
玛和俄摩拉吗？那你不是整个城市被神毁灭掉吗？这是都有圣经根据的呀。
Also, there were some nations or tribes that were destroyed by God, just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后将来的世界就是我们现在住的这个地球，这个世界将来也要被神毁灭、被火焚烧啊，不是吗
？And this earth that we are living today will also be destroyed by God one day.
所以因为犯罪，神愤怒来审判世界，这圣经都已经好几次的记载，不是没有。
So it has been recorded in the Bible that because of sins, God destroyed the world.
所以圣经告诉我们，神是轻慢不得的，神是烈火，不要开玩笑。
So the Bible tells us that God is a consuming fire, and we cannot take Him lightly.
犯罪的，无论你多美，无论你多能力，神无论这个是神创造多喜爱的世界，他都要毁灭的。因为在公义里面，他一定毁灭，一定审判的。
No matter how beautiful his creation is, he will still judge them and destroy them because of his righteousness.
所以一节跟二节发生这样的黑暗， 审判，原来是天使犯罪。
So we see there's darkness as judgment in verse 1 and 2 is because of the sin of the angel.
这是从回到以西结书二十八章十三节。
Coming back to Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 13.、
这里简单的说，他曾经在伊甸神的园中，那我就解释了创世纪第一节、第二节跟第三节的事。
So I've explained using the words in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
应该神是给他在那边看守和管理了神的伊甸园。
He must have been managing the Garden of Eden created by God.
就好像后来神创造亚当的伊甸园，也叫亚当去看守、去管理。
Just as God, after creating Adam, asked him to manage the garden.
将来那个天国，耶稣说他预备好了要带我们上去。将来那个天国也是给我们去管理，去那边。管理那个将来的天国，将来的世界。
Just like the heavenly kingdom that God allows us to enter, He will also wants us to manage it.
知道吗？我们将来回天国，不是没有事做，在那边唱诗、祷告，不是这样的，知道吗？那个是另一个永恒天国、永恒的世界，我们去那边管理那时的世界，这是有圣经根据的。
Do you know that when we go to heaven, we do not just sing praises and just worship God, but we have this eternal kingdom to manage?
那我一直这样讲，你发现到了什么？
Then what do you find out?
发现到了神常常创造了的世界，常常给我们人去管理。
So you see,
常常叫他的仆人去管理。
When God created a kingdom, He will ask His servants to manage it.
神要我们分享他的荣耀，让我们分享他的权柄，有权柄去管理神所创造的。给我们去管理，给我们这个权柄，给我们这个荣耀，给我们这个恩典，参与神的工作。
God gives us this glory, this authority and power to take part in His work.
但很可惜，当时的那个天使，那个犯罪的天使，不懂得珍惜神的恩典，反而要反抗神。
It was such a pity that this angel wanted to be God and does not want to subject to him.
今天这个人创造伊甸园的时候，第三个世界，第三节的第三个世界，也是创造好了给亚当去管理的呀，不是吗？
The new world,
叫亚当去管理这个神的创造，神的那个世界啊。
Created by God in verse 3 also was asked to manage. Adam was asked to manage.
可是今天的世界，今天的地球给我们人管到怎样？管到怎样？
But how do we manage it today?
管到乱七八糟，管到都是充满罪恶，充满灾难。那是我们管理的世界。
So chaotic and so sinful.
垃圾都一大堆，乱七八糟的事都树都一直在砍。
Keep cutting trees.
那你怪神吗？
Are you blaming God for this?
我们来看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
神创造的第三个世界就是亚当世界，是给我们管的。交给我们管理的。
The world created for Adam is passed for to us to manage.
圣经有这样讲吗？
Did the Bible say so?
来，创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
第三，神说，我们要照做我们的形象，按做我们的样式造人。我们是照做神的形象造的，然后造人的目的是什么？为什么要造人？
We are made in the likeness of God, and why were we made?
好，看到啊，答案在接下去说，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，就是这个地球，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神造人的目的说，叫他们管理神所创造的这个地球，他们所住的这个地球，叫他们去管理。
So we see that the purpose of God making man is to let them have dominion over all the creation of God.
然后一直到这二十八节又重复说，这个世界、这个地球、这些动物、这些神创造，叫我们去管理。
Again, it's repeated in verse 28, to have human having dominion over the creation of the world.
那是神造人的目，其中的一个目的。
That's one of the purposes of God making man.
可是人在神的恩典中堕落了，亚当也堕落了。
But human fell in the grace of God.
因为亚当也想要成为神。
Because Adam also wanted to be like God.
你不要以为亚当夏娃犯罪只是想吃那个果子，知道吗？你不要这么傻，知道吗
？Do not think that they've sinned because they just wanted to eat the fruit.
他要吃果子，没有果子吃吗
？Don't they have other fruits to eat?
园中所有树，他都有千百种果树，你都可以吃。难道你没果子吃吗？千百种的树木你都可以吃。
There's so many kinds of trees and fruits in the garden. Why should you just eat that fruit?
园中只有一棵千百棵树当中只有一棵的树你不可以吃。
Among so many trees, there's only one fruit. What kind of tree that you shouldn't take that fruit?
除非神说千百种树的果子你不可以吃，你唯一可以吃一棵树的种子，除非神这样讲。那么你就会很容易去犯罪了。
Well, it is not the case that God said that you have only one kind of fruit that you can eat, and the others you are not allowed.
所以真正他犯罪哦，不是想要吃那个禁果了，不是了。
So the main reason of them sinning against God is not to just eat the fruit.
那个禁果只是把他的犯罪显现出来。把他想要他不服从神，他想要成为神那种心态，把他证明出来而已，那个果子那个树证明出来而已。
But the action of eating the fruit from the tree is to manifest their attitude, their mind to want to be like God.
因为魔鬼引诱他的时候，知道他想要什么。
Because when the devil tempted them, they knew this devil know what they want.
你知道吗？你心里想什么，魔鬼是知道的。
So do you know that the devil knows your heart intention?
神也是知道的。
God knows as well.
我不知道，但是神知道，魔鬼知道。
I do not know, but devil and God know.
魔鬼跟夏娃说：“你吃的日子便如神，你就好像神，你就可以成为神。”
The devil say to them that the day you eat it, you will be like God.
这个才是真正的原因。
And that is the main reason why they sin.
我成为神，我就不用去敬拜神。
If I become like God, then I do not need to worship Him.
我就不用去遵守神的律法、神的法律，不用遵守。
Then I do not need to obey His commands.
我成为神，我就可以定律法，要怎样敬拜，要怎样做什么的，我来决定，我说了算。
If I am God, then I can set my own rules.
你想做神多过瘾呢？
So how good it is to be like God.
其实亚当夏娃犯罪，因为他也一样想做神。
So Adam and Eve sinned because they wanted to be like God.
不是那棵树的问题。
Not the problem with the tree.
大家都认为是那棵树害死他。
People think that it's because of the tree.
那棵树叫做善恶树，树的名叫做善跟恶，善恶的树。
The name of the tree is the knowledge of good and evil.
什么叫做善恶树？
What does that mean?
你吃，就把你是善的还是恶的显现出来。
Once you eat of it, your good and evil will be manifested.
你如果不去吃，那就把你显出你是善的，你是遵守神的，是顺服神的，那就证明你是顺服神的。为什么？因为你没有去吃，
if you
就证明你是听是尊是是听神的。
If you do not eat it, it shows that you follow God and you are always good.
当你采来吃的时候，就显现出你是恶的，你是不顺服神的，你是反抗神的。怎么知道？因为你去采来吃。
But the moment you pick it and eat it, it shows that you want to go against God.
所以你听清楚了没有？
So have you listened clearly?
很多人说那棵树害死亚当夏娃，如果没有那棵树，他就不会犯罪。你乱讲。
Many people blame the tree and say that they would not have sinned without the tree.
如果伊甸园没有那棵善恶树，他是要犯罪，还是一样犯罪的，因为他心里想做神呢、啊。
In fact, without the tree, they could also have sinned because they wanted to be like God.
那棵树只是把他的恶、把他的意念显现出来而已，证明出来啊，你不听神的话，因为你去吃，只是一个证据而已。
The tree
法庭讲证据的，只是一个证据而已。
Was like a proof to prove that they wanted to be like God.
这样明白了吗
？Do you understand now?
为什么讲到这里呢
？Why do you say this?
就讲到。当时的那个天使神的仆人，侍奉神的那个天使，也是在荣耀中这样堕落。亚当在神的恩典荣耀中也是这样堕落。两个都是在神的伊甸园中堕落，两个都一样。
Because we see that both Adam and the fallen angel fell in the grace of God in the Garden of God.
一个是在第一节的伊甸园跌倒，亚当是在第三节创造的第三个世界的伊甸园跌倒。
One fell in the earth in verse 2, but Adam fell in the garden in verse 3.
那回到这个以西结书的28章。
Coming back to Ezekiel chapter 28.
他常常当时还没有犯罪之前，他的环境以及他进进出出的地方，我们来看一下。
Let's look at the environment before he fell.
啊，就是在十四节下半段。
Verse 14.
哦，你在发光如火的宝树中间来往，这是他的环境，这是他来来往往的地方。
The place
非常的荣耀美丽的、哦。
Where he walk is a place of holiness and very beautiful.、
啊、再来，他的美丽到底有多美呢？
How beautiful was he?
十二节
12.
这里说他是全然美丽的，没有一处不美丽的，就是完整的、完全的美丽，没有一处是不美的。
Verse 12 tells us that he was perfect in beauty.
今天全世界都没有一个完全美丽的人了，没有。
There's no one who is perfect in beauty in the world.
世界小姐是世界上显出来最美的女人，但是你仔细看，还是有瑕疵的，还是有不完美的地方的。
You see, the Miss Universe, even they are also imperfect.
全然美丽就是没有一处不美，那你还想要怎样哦？
He was perfect in beauty.
那讲他的智慧。
Talking about his wisdom.
这里说他的智慧是充足的。
He was full of wisdom.
说智慧充足就是没有不足的啦，没有不足的地方的。
Meaning he does not lack.
你这么聪明，这么有智慧，你还想要怎样哦？你还要什么哦？
You are so wise and so beautiful. What else do you want?
那这里说，这一切都是神给他预备的。
And here tells us that these are all prepared for him by God.
十二节中间说，你无所不备啊，无所不备就是没有一样神不给他预备，没有一样神不给他。
Verse 12 tells us you were the signet of perfection, meaning that there was nothing that he lacked.
我的天哪，这么完全，这么美丽，叫无所不备，你还不满足什么东西啊？
He was so perfect in everything. What else does he not content with?
哦，原文的意思说，他是一个完美的典范。什么叫做完美？他就是一个标杆，就是一个典范。你如果不懂得什么叫做美丽智慧，你看他。你就知道什么叫做美丽，什么叫做智慧。你看他，叫做完美的典范。
He was the signet of perfection. He was like a role model.
用今天的话来讲，是个超级荣耀美丽的天使，超级。
He must have been a very glorious and beautiful angel.
那他身上呢，还有佩戴十样宝物，看到吗
？And you see, he has a coverings of stones.
十样。
Ten stones.
十三节。
Verse 13.
这里不是很多宝石，红宝石、蓝宝石，什么黄金很多吗？绿宝石有没有？十样。
There were 10 precious stones on his covering.
也有人解释说，这十样宝物其实是十位出色的天使跟随他、服侍他的、陪伴他的十位特别的天使。
Some scholars explain these 10 stones as 10 angels who served him.
有蓝宝石天使，有红宝石天使，有水晶翼天使。也有人解释，这十样宝物是天使，另外的天使。
They were the
是服侍他的，陪伴他的。
They were the angels who served him and accompanied.
就是供他差派的了。
To let him to do his work.
哇，你想多过瘾啊！
So you think how good is he?
还有呢，这里说哦，他全身都是音乐，他走动的时候会发出很美妙的音乐。
And also when he walk, he has music on him.
在哪里有写到他有 music 呢？在十三节中间
，verse 13 middle portion，
又有精美的骨笛在你哪里？就在你的身上呀。
You have carbuncle in your body。
这些都是你受造的之日给你预备的，给你创造这样的，神给你这样的创造。
And it was all prepared for him when he was created.
今天我们要音乐，我们要一个钢琴，我们要抬一个钢琴出去，很麻烦呐。
Today's,
我们 要拿吉他，吉他这么大，要背在身上，很麻烦啊。他不用的啦。
It's hard for us to bring around musical instruments, but there's no need for him.
音乐乐器都在他身上。
Because all the instruments are on him.
他走动的时候就自动的会发出来，非常的悦耳，非常的美妙，自动的。
As he walk, he will have music.
当然，他要让音乐静止也可以，他要发出音乐也没问题。
He can choose whether to have music or not.
这样的天使听都没听过，看更没看过，听都没听过，看都没看过。这里说他就是这样的。
We've never heard, never seen this kind of angel.
你想想看，现在我们从这里来了解， 他还有什么不满意的呢？还有什么不满足的呢？
We see from all these verses, what else can he not be content with?
我的天哪，他就是不满意啊，他就是还不满足啊。
He was discontented.
因为我再美丽，我再厉害，我不是神啊。
Because no matter how beautiful, how capable I am,
我就是缺少这一个啊，我要成为神啊。
I am not God, I want to be God.
有没有？他有没有想要成为神？
Did he want to be God?
我们现在来看另一个先知书来说明 他内心心里想做什么，他心里要做什么。
Let's turn to another book of prophet to see what he was thinking.
请看以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
谈论这个犯罪天使，这个魔鬼呢，以西结书跟以赛亚书这两本书有谈到，其他的就很少谈到了。
To talk about the fallen angel, they are recorded in Ezekiel and Isaiah mainly.
我们看以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
到十五节。
To 15.
来，注意读哈，这里是讲出，刚才以西结书是在讲他在荣耀恩典中堕落。
Just now it mentioned that he fell in the glory of God.
那么以赛亚书这里是在讲他心里犯罪，心里堕落，心里犯罪。
Book of Isaiah tells us his intention.
来，第十二节，一二三，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？注意啊，十三节。
13。
你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的祭处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中寄神之处。看到吗？
You see that?
魔鬼犯罪，这个天使犯罪是心理犯罪。
This fallen angel sinned in his heart.
他心里一直在想，我要，我要，我要，我要。你读的时候，短短两三节，多少次说明他心里要这个，他心里要那个，他心里要那个，他一直要做神啊。
How many times did he say in these few verses that I will, I will?
他心里曾说要升到天上，他不是在天上的吗？怎么还要升到天上呢？
He said that he will ascend to heaven, but is he not in heaven?
然后他说他要与神的众星其他天使在一起，他难道不跟其他天使在一起吗？
He said he want to be with the stars of God, aren't he being with the angels of God?
原来刚才我们说神曾派他曾经在神的伊甸园，创世纪第一章第一节那个世界，那个地球上的那个第一个世界。
So we see very clearly that God has once sent him down to the very first world he created in Genesis 1.
我这么美丽，我这么荣耀，我应该在天上，怎么派我下来呀？
Such glorious, such beautiful I am, why am I assigned down to this world?
要下来也是其他的天使下来，应该不是我下来呀。
The other angels should come down, not me.
所以他就很愤愤不平，很不顺服啊。
So he was not.
他觉得他受委屈，神贬低了他。
He thought that God had this.
我要上去，我要上去。
I want to ascend to heaven.
我要跟其他的众星、其他天使一起。
I want to be with the other stars of God.
到十四节的时候更离谱。
And even worse, in verse 14,
他说他要跟至上者，就是真神、至高者同等啊，一样，没有高低之分，没有主仆之分，我跟他是一样的，我也是神，他是神，我就是神。
I will make myself like the Most High, having the same status with God.
还有他要坐在聚会的山，在北方的寄宿是什么？知道吗？
Do you know what it means to say seat on the Mount of Assembly?
许多解经家都说北方的寄宿是神住的地方。
Many Bible
天国里面最神最中心的地方。
The Bible,
它是神住的地方。
Bible scholars explain this place as the center of the dwelling place of God.
我要到那边去，神住的最中心的地方。
And he said that I will sit on the center.
不是所有天使可以去的。
This is not a place where all angels can go.
天上也有规矩的，也有制度的，知道吗？
There are rules and systems in heaven.
这就是他心里高傲。
And it shows his pride.
他想要做神。
He wanted to be like God.
那还好，以西结那边有说他曾经在神的伊甸园里，不然我们都很难去解释。
So it's lucky that Ezekiel mentioned he was once in the garden of God. Otherwise, it's hard to explain.
又加上这个以赛亚书说他一直想要上去，想要上去。
And also Isaiah tells us that he wants to ascend to heaven.
啊，这个是他跌倒的。的这个启示出来，他跌倒的原因呢？他的过程
reveals to us the main reason and the process of him falling.
哦，所以以西结书启示我们从完美到堕落。
The book of Ezekiel tells us from perfection to falling.
那以赛亚书启示我们他犯罪的原因，原因就是想要做神。
And the book of Isaiah tells us the reason of him falling, that's to be God.
我们这样，你听了这首歌，这首特别为他做的这首哀歌，你有什么感想呢
？So now, what do you think about this lamentation composed for him?
圣经一直重复说，他因为美丽，因为有荣耀而骄傲，因为美丽，因为荣耀而骄傲。
The Bible keeps telling us that he was proud because of his beauty and his glory.
他确实是神创造的一位神的工人，服侍神的天使。
Indeed, he was one of the servants, the angels created by God.
仆人要顺服主人，这是一定的道理。仆人一定要顺服主人，照主人的话去做。
It's true that servants must subject to the master.
无论主人派我们到哪里，我们都要顺服，都要接受。
We have to submit to the will and assignment of our master.
今天我们在教会，我们每个信徒都是神的仆人，服侍神的工人。
And today, all of us are servants of God.
我们有没有顺服神呢
？Do we subject ourselves to God？
我们有没有心里骄傲，想要做大呢
？Are we proud to be senior？
那结束前我特别提出哈，骄傲，原文的骄傲是什么意思？
Before we end, I want to point out the original meaning of pride.
在原文哦，骄傲是用另外一个意思来表达，
很
特别的表达。
Is expressed in a different way in original text.
我们中文说的骄傲哦，在原文里的字根哦，原文的意思是冒烟呢、啊，那个烟一直往上冒，一直往上冒。
The original text pride is smoke that is arising.
往上冒。这是很奇怪的描述。
This is a very strange expression.
等一下我来解释。
I'll explain to you.
我们先看提摩太前书三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
我现在在解释什么叫做骄傲。
Now I'm explaining to you what pride is.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
我们读六节跟七节。
Verse 6 to 7.
来，一、二、三。出入教的不可做监督，就是不可做长老。为什么？恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。监督，他就是长老，也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网络里。这里圣经的原则说，刚刚信主的不要叫他 做长老，不要叫他做监督。虽然他很有经验，虽然他很多才干，虽然他的背景 很多人羡慕，不可以。
The Bible tells us that we should not select those who are experienced or talented to be overseer because they are just recent convert.
长老在我们教里面是地位是非常高的，受人尊敬的。
Elders are well respected.
你不喜欢你也要接受的，像他是长老一样。
So if you don't like him, you have to accept as well.
为什么不可以呢
？Why not?
恐怕他自高自大，有没有？恐怕他自高自大。
So that he will become puff up.
自高自大这个原文啊，恐怕他的烟往上冒。原文是这样描述：恐怕他的烟。往上冒，我的天哪、啊、
！The original text says that in case his smoke will rise up.
那如果他的烟往上冒，就会落在魔鬼的刑罚里，跟魔鬼一样。
And if so, then he will fall into the condemnation of the devil.
我们看启示录哈，有一个意象说那个烟啊往上冒的意象。
So we see from Revelation there is also a vision about this.
这个烟是从哪里来的
？Where does this smoke come from?
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录九章。
Chapter 9.
我们来读一节跟二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
你注意看，这里有烟往上冒。
You see there's smoke rising.
一、二、三。 第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他，他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟哦。日头和天空都因这烟昏暗了。当第五位吹第五号的时候呢，那个约翰就看到有一个星从天上坠落下来。
When the fifth angel blew the fifth trumpet, John saw a star falling from heaven to earth.
这个星是在天上的。
This star was supposed to be in heaven.
结果被堕落在被丢到地上来。
But fallen to earth.
那这个星就是神的工人，神的仆人。
This star refers to the servant of God.
在哈、哦，因为骄傲，因为得罪神，因为哦。因为种种的原因，被神丢到地上。
Because of pride, because of sinning against God, he was thrown.
当这个心被丢到地上，他就不天上就不再属于他，天上再没有他的地方。
So once he's fallen to the earth, then heaven has no his place.
那这个心，这个工人啊，我们做神的仆人啊，他落到地上的时候，他在做什么？他落到地上来，他在地上做什么
？So what does this servant of God do when he was thrown to earth?
他跑去开无底坑，他跑去打开那个无底坑啊。
He opened up the bottomless pit.
我的天哪、啊，那无底坑是绑魔鬼的地方，大魔鬼被绑丢到无底坑被关锁的地方来的。
Bottomless pit is the place to trap all the devils.
意思说，这个犯罪了的这个工人，他要把魔鬼放出来，来搞乱这个世界，来搞乱这个教会，来搞乱神的工作，放魔鬼出来一起搞。跟魔鬼一起搞，
Meaning that,
搞乱他，搞坏他。
This fallen servant of God will release the devils to make the church chaotic.
所以你注意，教会里面犯罪的工人，已经被除名的工人，他常常跟魔鬼一起来做魔鬼工作，破坏教会。
So we see those fallen servants of God, they always work with the devils to disrupt the order of church.
他自己一个人没有力量啊，他就把魔鬼放出来，一起跟魔鬼一起做，一起搞啊。
Because he himself alone is powerless, so he needs the help of the devils.
这是另一篇道理了。
This is another sermon.
那我要讲的是第二节。
So what I want to tell is verse 2.
当这个犯堕落工人开无底坑的时候，有烟，注意哦，有烟从无底坑那边往上冒，有没有？一直冒上来。
Pay attention. He opened a bottomless pit. There rose smoke.
这个烟好像大火炉的烟，不是小小的蜡烛的烟啊。啊！火炉的烟一直冲上去，这个烟一直往上冒。
The smoke is not of a small fire, but of a great furnace.
因为这个烟啊，日头跟天空都被昏暗了，都黑漆漆的，看不清楚，看不到神，看不到亮光，看不到希望。
And because of the smoke, the sun, the air were darkened. There was no hope.
这个就是烟往上冒。
That's the meaning of smoke rising.
原来就是我们常常讲的骄傲。
That's what we mean, pride.
那这个骄傲是从撒旦来的，从无底坑出来的。那个烟是从无底坑，从撒旦来的。
So we see pride comes from Satan, from the
bottomless pit. 因为那个天使，那个撒旦就是因为骄傲想要做神，才会变成魔鬼的呀。
Yes.
所以骄傲是他开始的呀。
So we
骄傲是属于他的，是从他开始的呀。
Pride started from this Satan who wanted to be like God.
那今天的人也这么骄傲，不愿意谦卑，在神的面前很狂傲。
People today are also very proud.
这一切都是从撒旦来。
All this comes from the Satan.
就是圣经说的，人们说的烟，他的烟已经往上冒，上到天上去。
Just like what the Bible tells us, his smoke rises up to heaven.
这种骄傲啊，让人家看不到天，看不到神，看不到光，看不到希望，看不到谦卑，看不到和平。
Such smoke disallow people to see hope, to see glory.
请问，当一个人骄傲的时候有和平吗？他会和平吗
？Let me ask you, when a person is proud, would he have peace?
当一个人骄傲的时候，他会去怜悯人，他会去听人家讲吗
？Would he have mercy on other people? Would he listen?
骄傲的时候就是冲突，就是杀害，
When we have
就是斗争。
Right, there is conflicts, there is strife.
所以这个世界啊，这个天空啊，被这些骄傲的人啊，这些烟啊，搞得乱七八糟了。
So we see this air is being made chaotic by all this smoke.
那个是世界。
That's the world.
那个是社会。
That's the society.
真的家真耶稣教会里面会有这样的事吗
？But will this also happen in a church of God?
所以千万不可以骄傲啊，不可以烟往上冒。
So let us not be proud, not make smoke arise from us.
看到那个烟往上冒的时候，赶快拿水把它浇熄它。
When you start to see
smoke,
when you start to see smoke arising, you should pour water.
不要一直捧它，一直称赞它，让它越来越骄傲，停止它。不要一直在给它选票，越来越高，票数越来越高，越来越恶，越来越骄傲。
Not to,
因为票数很高啊，票数很多啊。
Not to choose him anymore, to stop him from being proud.
停止他。
Stop him.
这是你的责任哦。
And that's your responsibility.
啊，这是圣经中的 我唱给大家听的一首第一首歌。
So this is the first song that I sing to all of you.
叫做哀歌。
A lamentation.
是很悲哀的。
Very sad song.
神心里也很悲哀。
And God is sad as well.
我不是没有爱他。
Not that I do not love him.
我不是没有给他有。
Not that I do not give him glory.
一切都给了他，无所不备, 全然
I have given him everything in perfection.
他还这样的不满足,
but he's still not contented.
这不是在讲着我们吗?
Is it not referring to us?
难道只有那个犯罪的天使一个人骄傲吗?
Does it only refer to the own fallen angel?
难道只有那个犯罪的天使不顺服神吗?
Is there only the fallen angel?
今天千千万万人不顺服神啊?
Do not subject to God. Many of us are not subject to God today.
唱诗
Let's sing him.